Did you know that there actually is still a Communist Party USA? They even have a website, so that if in the middle of the night you're suddenly seized with the desire to join the party of Lenin and Stalin, why, you can get online and whip out your credit card. For $60 a year, you can be a communist. Not only that, my guess is that if you do sign up, you won't even lose your job or be visited by the FBI. That's because the Communist Party today is no threat to anybody and is, in fact, totally irrelevant. That isn't true of the Republican Party, not yet anyway, but increasingly, the GOP is beginning to behave like it's a wacky fringe party. They're offering positions way outside the mainstream. More and more, what one hears from Republican spokesmen is hatred and intolerance, and we got a good example yesterday. For 6 years, one of the most appalling members of the Michigan legislature was one Dave Agema, a retired airline pilot. During his first term, he wasn't around to vote when a deadlock over a budget battle resulted in temporary government shutdown. He was off hunting in Siberia. When he finally came back, he distinguished himself mainly by a steady stream of false and hate-filled statements, as when he charged on Facebook 2 years ago that President Obama was a Muslim. When police tear-gassed protesters last fall during demonstrations against a new right-to-work law, Agema gleefully posted, "I rather enjoy this," and said it reminded him of being back in the military. Term limits ended his legislative career in January. But instead of trying to forget him, the state party made him Michigan's Republican National Committeeman, one of two state representatives to the National Party. Agema has long opposed the idea that gay people have any rights at all. Yesterday, as a U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the constitutionality of marriage, Agema spent his time posting, then defending, an intolerant rant called "Everyone Should Know These Statistics of Homosexuals," allegedly written by a retired physician named Frank Joseph. The article is short on facts and long in bizarre allegations, such as that homosexuals, his word, cause half the murders in large cities, are actively engaged in recruiting children, and have as their agenda turning people from Christianity and getting the public to affirm their filthy lifestyle. When someone posted on Facebook that he was ashamed to live in the same state as Dave Agema, Michigan's Republican National Committeeman wrote that these were facts derived from several studies. The trouble is that many don't like facts. Nobody suggests that every Republican believes these things about gay people, but by making Agema their national committeeman, the state GOP appears to be sanctioning his views. If so, that means the Republicans are effectively writing off another chunk of the electorate. Not only LGBT people, but friends and family members who oppose their being dehumanized. These days, the Communist Party no longer runs candidates for office. Nobody suggests the Republican Party is about to stop contesting elections. But, thanks to spokesmen like Dave Agema, it soon may find it increasingly impossible to win them.